everyone. Welcome back to your Divine Purpose Insights podcast. I'm your host and Divine Purpose Coach, Laura Molitor. You can find out more about me and the services I provide at beingfreenow.com. We do this podcast every week. It comes out on Fridays. So I'd like to talk about how to navigate and actually thrive during periods of change. I'm going to talk a little bit about change that has to do with our own choices, and then those changes that occur that are not expected and usually not desired. First off, let's take a look at making changes in our lives through our own decision to do it. We may have really found a purpose or felt a calling to make a big move, maybe to a new city or into a new career path, or maybe we're going through a change in relationship status. We're getting married, or we're expanding our family, or even getting divorced and starting over in a positive way. When these are actions that we've wanted and that feel right, we can feel like we just can't wait for this new life to begin. And yet at times we find ourselves, I know I have, feeling unmotivated to do what we need to do before the change takes place. We feel even a sense of depression or darkness in spite of the fact that we know we're doing the right thing, something that really feels guided and inspired. So what's that about? It's called transition. It's a transition time. Know this for what it is. Transitions mean we don't really have a grounding. We're in this place with our hearts and thoughts in the next place. Kind of like being in a straddle position. It's unsteady. We don't know which way to look. It's not natural. It's not comfortable. So don't judge it. Don't judge yourself because you don't feel maybe in this moment the kind of fire you might have felt when you made the decision. The fire's still there. It's just transition time is all about change and not really about the thing you're gearing up to pursue and that place you very much do want to be. One of the definitions of change includes the idea of substituting something for something else. So remember that the change is not only about gaining something new, it's about losing that thing that you've been or done or had and replacing it. That aspect of change can be challenging. Even if we want to give up the old, it has also become the familiar. It's the known. It's the thing we become accustomed to. It's what we do every day. That change we want is not that. It's inviting, yes, but it can be daunting too because it isn't familiar in that day-to-day way, even if it's something that feels really, really right and true in our hearts. So getting through the transition from an old to a new thing, start by showing yourself some mercy. It ain't easy when you're straddling to feel grounded enough to be energized and active and clear. The second thing is to remember where you are going and that that there's a destination that you want to arrive at. Try less then to move yourself forward as to get on the cruise ship and let God guide you forward at the pace that gets you to that beautiful destination in a timely way and with all that you actually will need at the other end. Once all that judgment is set aside and that release to God's activity happens, I think you'll find even a better energy toward tasks that you might need to do in a more controlled and natural way of achieving them. And before you know it, you'll be where you need to be and where you want to be. And trust me, if you're still uncertain and not completely engaged, when you arrive at the port of call, you'll figure it out as you need to. You'll get your bearings. You'll get guidance along the way. You'll ask questions and have angel intuitions and assurances that you really didn't need ahead of time. You can't really know what that new land looks like until you get there. So maybe it's better at times to just trust God with the details. Give up that anxiety for anticipation and just see what unfolds. It's a journey. So that's a few words about positive changes that we've chosen ourselves. So what about those changes that happen to us? What do we do when family difficulties come up? When we lose a job, when we lose a loved one? How do we cope with the unexpected newness of things and the grief and overwhelm that comes with these uncomfortable changes? Well, first off, I really think you have to cut yourself some slack. Let yourself feel what you feel. Cry if you must. Process things as is natural. Do not try to be Teflon, forcing yourself to be perfect and unfazed is just effort. And that's the last thing you need right now is effort. What you need is to release to the moment and release to God and His moment by moment guidance and care and ideas and help, comfort, and resolution. When things feel out of control, we can know that there is control. There is a higher power that can handle our worries and fears and take care of others that are there in our lives that may also need help in that situation or may also be concerned and maybe upset. We can release ourselves moment by moment to God's direction and His affection. We can know that healing happens, that clarity comes, that change happens, and that each change in itself isn't a permanent thing. It's a moment followed by another moment, and new things open up. Opportunities show themselves. Resolutions happen. Spiritual growth is gained. New joys and new relationships are revealed, and life takes on colors, even when dark seems the only thing we can see. No, we can't make that all appear just because we want it now, but we can relieve ourselves of the burden of needing to know exactly how to respond, who to be, what to do, what tomorrow will bring, by the trust that we are safe in God's unfolding moment, moment by moment. And we are safe in the fact that love is here, divine love. Divine love is without conditions or partiality. It understands, it embraces, it heals. It sees solutions for one and all, and it wipes away our tears. The saying goes, the only thing constant is change. And yes, that's true if we look at things from a purely material perspective. But there is a true constant, a steady reliance and firm foundation when those inevitable changes in human circumstance come up. God is our constant. His governing laws are a constant, and those laws are goodness, harmony, love, and they promote growth, healing, and joy. The 23rd Psalm describes walking through a dark valley, but having a rod and a staff to lean on. The psalmist was talking about God. This support is God's presence, and it's both a comfort and something to help us move forward, that staff. Slowly maybe, but steadily until we're fully out of the dark and on to a new and brighter day. Well, I hope these ideas are helpful starting points in these periods of change. Let me know if you need more specific guidance or if you have questions or if you have comments. I'd really love to hear from you. I'd love to help out. Email me at lauramolitor@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to set up a call if you'd like to talk. Check out my website at beingfreenow.com and follow these podcasts every Friday. Have a great weekend.